Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. But first, this announcement.
KBOO Community Radio is currently hiring for the following three positions: Station Manager, Evening News and Public Affairs Director, and Director of Underwriting. To apply to one of these positions, send a cover letter and resume to hiring@kboo.org, or bring or mail your resume with cover letter to 20 Southeast 8th, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Please answer the following question: why is KBOO important? Open until filled. Interviews will begin around December 9th. No phone calls, please. KBOO Community Radio is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer. Women and people of color are encouraged to apply. For more information, go to kboo.org.
Cascadia. Today is November 29th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. So today launches, of course, the biggest gift you can possibly give this holiday season to free speech. And I'm telling you, free speech really needs that gift. It's under siege now, but they're going to bust out the battering rams in very short notice. Civil liberties are basically the first thing on the Trump chopping block. He also doesn't like the dirty walls and tunnels. He says he can't stand dirty walls and tunnels. Also, some of the tiles are falling off. That's Donald Trump's plan for fixing the infrastructure. It's America meet President Camacho. That said, mainstream media announces that Trump is going to be in a position to make changes to Oregon's legal system, particularly the leadership of the judicial, the armies of lawyers and judges in Oregon. Thus speaketh mainstream media. So you know what? Shut up, mainstream media, because as long as Trump doesn't know he can make changes to Oregon's personnel, then he probably will forget all about us. We're just this little green smudge up in the corner, a coffee-stained, beer-soaked smudge, and let's keep it that way. Weather today, slight chance of rain. Oh, ho, 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 as if it's raining like crazy all morning out where I am. I don't know where the rest of you are. Fog also, highs near 52. For tomorrow, for tonight, rain mainly late and a low around 46. Breezy, 9 miles per hour, gusting out a bit out in the gorge. And for tomorrow, showers are likely and a high around 51. Not much in the way of wind. And tomorrow night, again, a slight chance of showers. The rain is sort of catching its breath because it's going to slam us later in the week, as I understand. In any case, tomorrow, Wednesday night, we've got a low around 43. So, yeah, it's been cool these last few nights, which is good for pretty much everything out there in the real world. That said, We've got to try to get Chauncey Peltier on the line today. This year, we're in the last few days of the Obama administration, and that means there are just a few days, a few more chances for Leonard Peltier to be freed. He is an old man. He is not well. And the very notion that President Barack Obama, who has granted clemency to so many prisoners, would overlook Leonard Peltier. It's not as though it's an oversight. It's a deliberate cruelty. We no longer in this nation can afford ourselves to overlook deliberate cruelty. There are many things that we no longer can afford. We can no longer afford these extractive industries that pull out everything that possibly can be pulled from American soil and sold. That is over. And if it's not over, then a great many other things will be, and soon too. So continuing since we're waiting to get our guest on the line today, just want to continue a bit with the notes from the sticks. The picture of the Trump presidency, as we get further into it, after listening to a report of Trump rattling on about how he's going to fix the infrastructure, starting with getting the tiles to stick back to the walls and the tunnels, and because he doesn't like dirty things, he keeps his hotels nice and clean. What's he going to do? Get hordes of undocumented people who currently work as maids in a hotel and dispatch them to the tunnels instead, where they can get to work on with a tube of super glue and a mop and get things cleaned up there. I think that our infrastructure problems are a lot worse than tunnels, Mr. Trump. And I think that when you really realize that this is actually a job involving work, that the picture is going to change. And the picture is going to change for people here on the ground. All of those states that voted for Trump, all of those middle American states, all those Rust Belt people who really believe Trump when he said he's going to bring jobs back, which, by the way, he can't because they don't exist. They've gone nowhere is the actual truth of the matter. When they find out how they've been cheated, they're going to be very upset. And they're not going to turn on Trump. No, they're going to continue to listen to him and rally behind him. That's not so strange when you put pieces together. Instead, they're going to turn on their more liberal neighbors and friends. That said, we've got Chauncey Peltier on the phone right now. Good morning, Chauncey.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
We're doing well. We'd like to make sure that Leonard Peltier does well also. We're starting a call out today. Please, listeners at KBOO, but get on the horn, call the White House, call President Obama, and demand at this point in time, what with Standing Rock going on, free Leonard. Could you give us some news as how he's doing and what's going on? Just we want to get people encouraged and enthused and to make that phone call to free Leonard right now.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me on the radio station. Time is critical. We're down to 2 months. Less than that, Obama will be out of office, and we need to show and let Obama see all the supporters for Leonard. This is we really need to amp up the phone calls, to the letters and everything to the White House and support a clemency for Leonard. This is Leonard's best chance for freedom.
Only chance.
He's 72 years old, and his health is deteriorating, and he's in a maximum security prison still.
So how is his health? Can you tell us how he's doing?
His health ain't getting any better. He's got that aneurysm that he got diagnosed with here about a year ago.
And that still hasn't been treated?
Well, they say they're keeping an eye on an aneurysm.
Yeah. I think it's illegal to do that, to withhold medical treatment from a prisoner.
Well, You know, he's in a maximum security. He's in a maximum security prison in Coleman, Florida. And prisoners don't have the best of health. You know, political prisoners like Leonard. You know, it's easier if he just goes away. That's why another reason it's time to amp up and if Leonard could get out and get some good health care for his aneurysm and his diabetes, he could still live quite a few years freedom.
Did he have diabetes when he went in, when he was incarcerated?
What's that?
Did he have diabetes when he was first incarcerated?
No.
See,
no,
that's just it.
No, he didn't. I'm pretty sure about 90% sure he didn't.
I wonder if anyone has studied many, many illnesses, chronic diseases that are endemic to prisoners, that people, prisoners have after they've been in prison for a while due to the poor food, poor living conditions, if you can call it living at all. I wonder if there's been a study on that. It would be interesting to track the health of prisoners over the long haul. We've got... before we go to pledge, we're also raising money here. We're having a little bit membership drive here at KBOO, a little three-day thing where we're going to raise some money for the station, and we're so glad to have your voice on the air along with us today because we're not only asking for phone calls to the White House to free Leonard Peltier, we're also asking money from our listeners to support this kind of program. Chauncey, before we let you go, you've obviously talked to Leonard about Standing Rock. What does he say?
Actually, he's put out a couple statements about Standing Rock and stuff, and I've been so busy that I've actually haven't had a chance to get over there and visit him for about 6-7 months.
Well, so, I mean, there are statements. Then, do you know where listeners can go to find
go to whoisleonardpeltier.info, and anything you need to know about this whole scenario, it's basically a dictionary on Leonard's case. His statements are on there. They should be all over Facebook. And it's there. I'm on the board of whoisleonardpeltier.info, International Leonard Peltier Defense Committee. And I'm the director of the art and president and co-founder of PeltierJustice.com. But our website, whoisleonardpeltier.info, that's basically a dictionary on the whole scenario. And lots of information. Events going on, Leonard's recent letters, it's all right there. Online petitions, it's all right there.
Thank you so much. You work tirelessly on this, obviously, and it's been a very long time coming, and now we find ourselves with this historic turning point. We, in like 6 minutes, need to go out. Like 6 seconds, we need to go out to membership drive. Just one final thought from you, please.
Thank you, guys, and thank you for being a Leonard Peltier supporter, because if you ever was, Leonard needs your support now more than ever. Please call and write that White House and support a clemency for Leonard Peltier.
Thank you so much, Chauncey. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and especially right now in these critical times. The Earth does remember. The Earth does remember. At Standing Rock, the Earth remembers all of the history, First Nations history, that it has seen, all the blood that it has absorbed. That said, we're going to go find out how we're doing. We've got a really exciting three-day drive. We're going to raise some money here all together, all of us standing in solidarity with free speech, with this radio station. If you call that number right now, 877-500-5266. I speak too fast, don't I? Okay, why don't we crank that down just a wee bit? Get whatever you prefer to write with, pen, pencil, bang a rock on the wall. We know. Okay, get the number, call it. It's 1-877-500-5266. Once again, 1-877-500-5266. That's the number to call to support this radio station. And now more than ever, with so much social media that we are tight with so many other small independent radio stations across the country. And we are not that small anymore. KBOO has a bigger and bigger voice out there. We are respected amongst the community, not just of listeners who listen online, but of other rather independent radio stations like this one. And if you want us to roar, as we are able to do if we have the funding, then it's time to get on the phone and call that number right now, 1-877-500-5266. Be part of the struggle. And we've got friends out there in the membership room. Can't see you. I see the back of a backside of a laptop computer. But good morning. And who's out there?
Hello. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. And you are listening to Chris Andre of Air Cascadia. What we bring to you here at KBOO is local programming. We're in an environment where a lot of outlets are cutting back on their coverage, cutting back on these reports. But we have the ability to bring local programming to you as well as national syndications. So please call in right now and be a part of this fantastic movement. Make your renewable donation monthly by calling KBO or by going to the website kboo.fm or phoning us at 877-500-5266. We have matching going on by Collins Foundation, SSI Shredding. Your dollar is matching one-to-one, and we'd like to thank you, Leslie in Rhododendron, Judy in Northeast Portland, Terry in Southeast Portland. Thank you for renewing your membership. Other people, please call in. Make a first-time donation, even $5 a month. Thank you for listening.
You said local when you first started. Thank you so much for saying that magic word, local. I'm going to tell you that right now, outside the Army Corps of Engineers, is an action on behalf of Standing Rock, solidarity with Standing Rock. Right now, happening right now. You are not hearing that on mainstream media. There is nowhere else on the dial that you are going to get that information, but you got it here.
And you're listening to Flash.